di ba yung kanta ni Hosea, yung come back to me with mm-hmm. all your heart, don't let fear keep us apart. So I think on a holistic perspective, body, mind, and even your heart, this is a time to revisit your relationship with God, but also when we have good relationships mm-hmm. with our family, with our friends, when we release the toxins of our heart, mm-hmm. we honor God.
Yeah,
that is where God would dwell further. So alagaan natin ang puso natin. And this is actually the time when you expose your heart to God. That is when your heart heals.
No, fasting and abstinence. Fasting means one full meal a day, and then you can have two lighter meals. Right. Yun nga, pero you know, don't be legalistic about it. No, one full meal nga, pero nag Vikings ka naman. So, para saan pa, no? Kasi nga, nagpapagutom tayo ng kaunti para maalala mo naman na yun nga, may kailangan, kahit na okay ng buhay mo, kaya mayaman ka na, pero may mga pangangailangan ka pa rin na hindi mo kayang punan on your own, and you need God for that, no? Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Padscast, and welcome to the season of Lent, this holy season wherein we are trying to become more holy, more attached to Jesus. Pero marami din tayong mga misconceptions or perhaps places and points to deepen. And I am so glad that I am joined today. Medyo unusual siguro para sa iba. We're gonna talk about Lent with not a priest or a sister, but someone who is also a religious leader in his own right, but is also a family man, a doctor, and a very good friend, not just of myself, but of the show. Mami, ako kwento ko kung bakit. So we welcome to the show, Doc Didoy Lobaton. Hi,
yay!
Doc!
Hi, Father Albert. Si Pads Albert has been an inspiration for us. Gusto kong simulan at hindi mo mm-hmm, alam to, mm-hmm, na mm-hmm. I want to honor you for doing this. This is so out of your comfort zone and has blessed many thousands na of people. Thank you. Thank
I
you
hope
for
so.
Doing this.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for doing this.
Amen. O dahil nagbubukuhan na tayo. O sige, may kukwento lang ako before we start this discussion ulit.
Uy, wala sa plano to.
Kala mo ha. Kasi sinimulan mo ako eh. Sige. You know, sabi nga, di ba, kinento ko na to eh, that the Padscast was an idea for a long time. Ayan. Alam mo na to, saan pupunta to, di ba? Tapos si Father Albert, machika, madaldal, ano, makwento. Kinwento ko sa mga hindi ko pa masyadong kikaibigan noon na si Doc Didoy and Mai Lobaton na gusto na yung mag-podcast. Tapos yun na, may dumating na mic. So in short, what pushed our hands way mga taong consentidor at you know, talagang sineryoso nilang kwentuhan, which we're grateful for. Kasi kung wala yun, hindi talaga ito nagkatotoo. Hanggang kwento lang siya at calling ni Lord. So galing naman kay Lord yung idea. We were sitting on it for a while, pero sa buhay, minsan kailangan talaga ng mga, you know, spark na magsistimulate nung make it happen. Ayan. So, thank you. Ayan.
Pads, pag may magandang gagawin si Lord, parati niyang binibigay yung kailangan mo.
Ay.
So, tao, provisions, opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, nangyayari naman talaga. Nasa plano ni Lord. So, thank you for saying yes.
Yes, thank you then for saying yes to be part of our show. Hi, nako. Pagkasama ko po si Doc Didoy, ang daming pinupunta na hindi inaasa. Sige, Doc Didoy, can you introduce yourself to our viewers? Kasi I'm sure you didn't capture everything or at least what you want them to know about you.
You said it right. I'm a husband to Mai. I'm a father to Haley and Hosea. And then I'm also a doctor in a corporate world now, maritime ang healthcare na hinahawakan ko. I'm a holistic doctor, so physical, emotional, psychological, even spiritual. Mm-hmm. And then, I serve in the Feast Bay Area. It's from the Light of Jesus family. The feast is our gathering, so I serve there. And then, I love and help and serve people.
Amen. Ayun na nga. So before, nagkakilala kami sa Feast Mall of Asia.
Yes.
Yun yung particular ano ba tawag doon? Community? Or what do you, how do you put it? Feast na ikaw yung builder.
It was the feast that it was assigned to me to start up. So thank you, oo nga. Thanks for reminding me because you're one of the priests, the crazy priest who said yes to us. Once a month din yun. Nandun at doon tayo nagkakilala, di ba?
Yes, and that was my first, you know, regular gig. Regular non, you know, dito sa community may mga assignments kami, di ba? Pero yung sa labas na regular sinabi, kanyang comeback once a month.
Tapos naalala ko doon ka nag first year anniversary ng priesthood mo.
Yes, right? Yes, kasi nagkataon. May event kami sa MUA ng anniversary ko sa priesthood.
Galing.
Galing. So nagtugma-tugma. Tapos tama, no, holistic doctor. O, kasi always have this funny, yun nga, naalala ko nung first time ko magpa-doktor sa'yo. I didn't know what I was signing up for.
Lalaglag ba natin yun? Are you sure?
Hindi.
May patient confidentiality.
Hindi naman. Hindi ko may mukwento yung detalye. Ito kayo siniswerte.
Inawainingan ko lang. Baka saan tayo pumunta?
Hindi, sinabi ko lang. Nagulat lang ako kasi diba, check up. Siyempre, muna yung mga tests muna. Diba? Tapos okay na po na tayo, father, para sa check. Ano to, para consultation? Siyempre, pag sinabi yung consultation, what do you expect? So, ito po yung result. Ito po yung nangyari. No, biglang gulat na ako. Tinatanong na yung nakaraan ko. Yung mga emotional baggages ko, inuungkat na. Siya rin, ang daming kinakwento. About his own journey. Consultation ba to? So, ganun ba yun pag holistic doctor? Kasi baka hindi na naiintindihan yung term. What does that mean?
Ang holistic kasi is coming from the root word holism. Mm. Ang root niyan is we are seen as a whole. Mm-hmm. Person, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, mental. Mayroon kasi tayong, we are in this generation, perhaps, or in this thinking na pag may sakit sa puso, punta ka lang sa doktor ng puso, cardiologist. Mm-hmm. Pag may sakit ka sa pag-iisip, punta ka lang sa psychiatrist or psychologist. But a person is a whole person. Everything is connected. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to say. As a whole person, the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual is all in you. So, hindi siya magkakaiba at hindi siya magkakahiwalay. That is why when I ask you and we had this conversation, hindi the body is only telling us a story.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya ang tanong ko, saan ang gagaling ito? Saan ang roots nito? Why do you have this kind of pattern? Mm-hmm. And where is this going? And it probably wouldn't be good for you. That's why, bago natin putulin, bago natin i-adjust, saan natin ang gagaling? We heal from root causes, not just the, you know, not just giving you prescription for the symptoms. Para mas complete ang ating paggaling.
Nakakapagod yan, ha? Kasi, di ba?
Oh, napagod ako sa'yo.
Ano naman ako. Hindi, I mean, di ba, pwede ka naman kasi maging doktor lang na doktor, di ba? But you have to dive into these many other aspects of your patients.
Siguro nasa, ano, hugot ko yan. Malalim ang hugot ko dyan na my dad got sick early on. Mm-hmm. I was also around, my mom's a doctor, so I saw and felt the healthcare, how it's being done. But my dad got sick eventually after a long, long time, like 7 years of chronic illness. He passed away. So, and at that time, I was studying med school and I was already a nurse and going through med school. In short, is I want to do things like how it's supposed to be done, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes sense? Kasi, kunyari, high blood pressure. Pwede, meron namang gamot ng high blood pressure. Pwede nga mag-combine ng dalawa, even triple therapy for the high blood pressure. Pero that person will always have a high blood pressure kung hindi maganda kinakain niya. Kung yung stress.
Bakit mamumiti ka sa akin?
Huwag ka magre-react. Nasa kain, nasa habits, kamusta siya matulog, kamusta siya mag-manage ng stress, oo nang oo sa lahat ng mga bagay, o kaya may pinagdadaanan at may dinadala sa puso, kaya parating mataas ang tension sa sarili, parating irritable, all of that are corrected and are connected and can be corrected. Kaya ang feeling natin, the medicine only for hypertension is the antihypertension medicines. No.
Mm-hmm.
It is one for control. It is one for control. But what's very important is let's check on the lifestyle, the mindset, mm-hmm. the environment. And that really makes sense. Para ang, again, as a follower of Christ, para complete ang healing natin.
Wow, napaka-integral naman, no? And I like that. So, kailangan connected lahat. Tapos, like what you said, that it's going to the root causes. And it's that's right. A very Lenten idea, no?
Correct.
To look into the roots, no? To look into ourselves. Kasi yun naman ang pinopromote ng ating season that we just entered into. And yun nga. So, just to give a basic introduction to Lent, no? So, you know, Lent is this holy season. We have 46 days technically kasi yung 40 days hindi kasama yung Sunday doon. So, if you count it all until Easter Sunday, so it's 40 plus days of, you know, entering into the spirit of prayer. Yung ating three tools ay prayer, sacrifice, and charity or almsgiving. No? And we'll break that down a bit more. Mm-hmm. Pero yun, ang point nito is to have time to reflect. Tigil muna, we have to be mindful of our journey and look into ourselves and see how God can, you know, better be present.
That's true.
In our lives, no? But, you know, before I, kasi pare ako, alam nyo naman na yung sasabihin ko, no? But I wanna hear what a Doc Didoy, who is all these things, no? How would you explain, how do you approach Lent? Yan, ikaw, how do you explain it to someone na, you know, maybe ask, kasi religious leader, I mean, you're a builder, you know, people, ano bang gagawin sa Lent, Doc? Ganyan.
All in all, I think it's an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
It is an invitation to have a renewed relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
At hindi lang yung oras mo, pero yung buong-buong ikaw, yung character mm-hmm. mo, your time, your attention, your, lalo na, you know, I always have a belief that when people have an encounter with the Lord, will be transformed. We'll never gonna be the same again. There is healing when there is transformation in the presence of the Lord. So I feel that the invitation of Lent is to be in the presence of God again, to be in His love, to be in His healing power, to be in His embrace.
Yes, yes.
Tama
yes.
po ba, Father?
I agree that explanation mga 95. There are different images that you can use. Like in the message of Pope Francis for this year's Lent, no, ang ginamit niyang image is the transfiguration moment. It's because of what I like is about it's going up the mountain.
Right.
So what do you do when you go up the mountain? No? So, syempre, alam natin sa Bible, the mountain is usually the privileged place where you meet the Lord.
Right.
Diba nga? Mount Sinai, yeah. Mount Horeb, and then, you know, you have the transfiguration. No? And then, but more than that, going up the mountain is, you know, to go up the mountain means you have to leave some things behind.
Excess baggage.
Oo. Baggage agad, no? Sabihin ko palang mga simple, go away. Emotional baggage agad. Well, yeah, oo naman, no?
Sorry sa wiring ko diretso. Oo.
Ay! Off button ba yan? And then, we appreciate that. No? And sinasabi ko lang, no, you have to take time to go out of your normal routine. And it's, sabi nga ni Father Mike Schmitz will always say, it's all about disturbance.
Yeah.
It's about disturbing your normal routine and being, yun nga lang, pag Lent, hindi siya yung unwelcome disturbance, but it's an intentional disturbance.
It's a holy disturbance.
Sisirain mo muna yung normal routine mo kasi nga, baka meron ka ng mga nakasanayan na hindi na maganda or, you know, habits or things that just needs to be shaken para, you know, to stir up and to see kung ano yung lalabas, no?
Alam mo, Pads, may insight ako dyan. Kunyari, sa medicine, no? Pag nabalian ng isang tao, yung katawan naman has the capability to heal naman, eh. Kahit anong bali. Pero minsan, pag pangit yung pagkabali at hindi siya na-address, gagaling siya. Tapos hindi maganda yung repair. Hindi maganda yung alignment. You know what needs to happen? You need to break the bone again. And when you break the bone again, that is when you can put it in the proper alignment at pag gumaling siya, back to functionality.
So you will break the bone
minsan
intentionally?
Minsan may ganon, yes. Oo. Minsan may konting breaking. para itama at for full functionality and full ang healing. Kasi yeah. pag hindi mo ginawa yon, the person might be in pain or loss of or mm-hmm. partial function na lang for the rest of that person's life. Lalo na pag mm-hmm. sa limbs, on certain areas. So minsan mm-hmm. may orthopedic doctors would do that. Na minsan may process na kailangan mo munang i-surgery, baliin kung ano yung mali para maitama.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Ang ganda nung, mm-hmm. kasi, I mean, in theory, kung hindi naman yun na-check, no, na meron palang mali sa pagkakahil, you can still go on.
Oh, yeah. Technically, yes. Oh, diba? But you're gonna be limping.
Yeah. And pero, siyempre, alam mo naman tayo, okay na yan, basta gumagana. That's very, you know, a good image of our lives. Tayo lahat, diba? Mm-hmm. Tayo lahat palaging, oh, sige na lang, basta tuloy na lang yan. Tuloy ang buhay. Ito. Kahit may problema, tuloy ang buhay.
Totoo.
Which is, you know, minsan pinaromanticize pa natin yan as Filipinos, as fortitude. As,
pero matiisin.
Matiisin. Uh-oh. Pero, yun nga, maganda rin minsan talagang ito, pinapaalalahan tayo na, oh, tingnan mo muna yung nangyayari sa...
Totoo.
Bakit sira naman yung nag-move on ka lang, pero hindi ka naman na-heal?
Oo,
alam mo, is that the right thing to say, diba?
Yeah, Pads, I agree with you. Tapos, I always go back to God's word, Jesus' word, John 10:10. Sabi niya, I came so you may have life, life in its fullness. Kaya ang holistic practice ko is based on Jesus, on the spirituality of the body, of healing. I know that I'm just a facilitator. I'm not the healer. I'm just a facilitator of healing. So para fullness of life, I don't make it a goal personally that the people that I help would be just alive. I want them to live. That fullness of life. Kasi there's always a beginning, there's gonna be an ending, there's a birth, there's gonna be a death. But in between, if we're just gonna be pilgrims in this world, then make the most of that fullness of life that God has already promised.
Yeah.
So yun ang I believe that healing comes is ang restoration of that fullness that God has promised.
Wow. Yeah, again, very Lenten, no? Kasi why do we do this? It's because, you know, hindi naman, sinasabi ko nga, sabi ko kagabi, no, in Biblia ko niya, Biblia ko niya is our Bible study at the Feast Bay yes. area.
Thank you, ha. You are one of the people who always does reflections there.
Oo, nakamasalimut dun yung kwento niya. Huwag na ating pasukin, no? But that's also one of the yes. things that, you know, I will always remember. Paano ako napasok dyan? Pero yun, I was doing it. And yun nga, pinalala ko na Lent is all about sacrifice. Right. It's all about, you know, remembering that we are ash.
That's right.
But it's not meant to put us down. It's yeah. not meant to make you feel na ang goal nito ay mukha kang you feel terrible about yourself. Mm-hmm. That you mourn. What do we mourn? We mourn the fact that we are broken. Mm-hmm. Mourn the fact that we are sinners. Mm-hmm. We mourn that, you know, we are ash and everything in this world is ash. Diba? But at the end of it, at the end of this journey, we are invited to unite ourselves with Jesus and there get fullness of life. Mm. Kaya, ang galing, no? Tamang-tama naman yung ganung analogy. No, na, where the point of this is not to put us down, yeah. not to kick us while we are on the ground.
Yes,
wala kasalanan ka, magsisi ka! Minsan kasi ganun, di ba? Parang, di ba? Latigo-latigo ka ng likod. But, you know, all this is in the service of introducing Jesus more and more into our lives. And what does that mean? Fullness.
Correct.
Di ba? So, that's the dynamic.
Mahaba man ang Lent. Like you said, 46 days. Kahinahaba-haba niya. Ending din naman niya resurrection. But we have to go through it. And it's a whole preparation for a life of, you know, resurrection with the Lord. So, ang ganda nga may ganong opportunity. I love our Catholic faith. It's so rich with symbolisms, with preparations, and generations upon generations, hundreds, thousands of years in the line of Peter. Hanggang ngayon, ginagawa natin siya. Because it really connects us with the Lord. And I really love that the Lenten season is here. It's one of the... Para sa akin, it is subdued siya, di ba? Sa simbahan, subdued, tahimik.
The liturgy is subdued. Yes.
Pero that is actually when you appreciate it more. When, pag nawawala, di ba nga, minsan pag nagkakasakit, dun mo lang ma-appreciate kung what it feels na walang sakit. Diba? What it feels yes, na nakakalakad yes. ako ng matino, wala akong, hindi masakit magsalita, nakakakain ako kung anong gusto ko.
True. Diba? We take our bodies for granted yeah. until it complains. Sa'yo ko ata nakuha yun dati. in that legendary consultation.
Parang yeah. kailangan mo ng trauma therapy.
Hindi. Alam mo, anak ko na lang din. But Doc Didi also gave our community sa St. Paul's a health seminar. And the feedback was, ano ba? Recollection ba yun?
Yeah, ano na ako sa mga
ano na daw sila sa, akala ko health seminar. But parang recollection. Anyway, oh, naligaw na naman tayo. No? But I like, yun nga, no? It's about, you know, Lent, the first activity is, the first gift that we are given is prayer.
Yeah.
And yeah. that's number one, kasi yun talaga yung anchor. No? Because the point is to unite us ourselves closer to Jesus. No? Before you go to the next step, the next tools, that's the point. No? Prayer. All of this is meant to reconnect us. Mm. Or if you're already a devout Catholic, just to invite you to reconnect deeper. No? Kasi hindi naman tayo perfect, di ba?
Yes, yes.
And if you're walking on this earth feeling na okay ka na, wow!
Di ba?
Congratulations!
Ready ka na for heaven.
Pero yun nga, eh, like sabi ko nga, when you think about it, never was there a saint who said, alam mo, I'm holy enough. Di ba? Wala naman santong nagsabi nun, di ba? In fact, it's the opposite. The saints, the more they become holy, the more you say, naku, walang wala talaga ako kung wala si Lord. No? So, it's a deeper and deeper call into greater union. Amen. Nakapagod siya in a sense kasi yeah. parang it's a never-ending...
Endless pursuit.
Mm-hmm. But, you Journey. Know, it, may ending naman siya but it's in heaven, no?
Yes.
But at the moment, that's what we're called for, to deeper and deeper. And wala namang option kasi the option is what? Death, di ba? Mm-hmm. Ashes. Without Jesus, you're just ash. Yeah. But with yeah. Jesus and the cross, kaya nga ash in the forehead in the shape of a cross... Mm-hmm. Without Jesus, we're ash, but with Jesus, there's life. No? There's meaning, there's purpose. Kaya nga, prayer ang first nating activity. And there are different ways to pray.
Yes.
Praying with the Word of God, yes. praying with music, with, you know, novenas and rosaries,
That's
our
right.
traditional.
Right.
So the feast, di ba, marami tayong, you know, ibang practices.
Right.
I mean, we do a lot. May Bible study tayo, yes. meron tayong... Yes. yung worship na yung sa ang tawag yung kumakanta community congregational worship and so on, no? So there are many ways to ikaw Doc, anong favorite mong ano prayer practices for Lent, meron ba particularly?
Madami pero people see me as a busy man, so ako
busy naman talaga.
Yes, ora et labora ako eh. My prayer is my work. I feel na I reconnect with God more if my busyness is making me closer to Him. So like it's a prayer when I will finish this task and I'm gonna finish it so well. Yan ang offering ko kay Lord. Yan ang prayer ko kay Lord. Or I'm gonna spend time with this person, with this seafarer, that's where I work at. I'm gonna do this health talk for this company, and that's my prayer for Jesus. But if you ask me what's my favorite prayer, is silent prayer.
So as in literally silent?
My best place is yung Adoration Chapel. I'm just, when I am in that presence, real presence, I just stay silent and everything else goes away. Ninanamnam ko siya.
That's wonderful.
Sobrang, yun ang favorite prayer ko is when I just be there. Parang in some way, parang kumakain ka ng, anong favorite fruit mo? Ako kasi mangga, yung ripe mango.
Yeah.
Yung habang kumakain ka ng ripe mango, masarap, di ba? Pero natry mo na bang kumain ng ripe mango? Tapos walang ibang stimulus, yun lang. Naamoy mo, tapos kakainin mo.
Ano yun? Nanamnam talaga.
Tapos nanamin mo lang. Ma-appreciate mo yung moment na yun na you get to do this. So, sa akin, really, that ninanamnam ko lang yung silence with the Lord. That's my favorite prayer.
Yeah. So that, see, ang ganda no? You actually are pointing out to two things. First is prayer na talagang a prayer activity. Meant to reconnect with the Lord, talk with the Lord, reflect with the Lord, no, be in God's presence. But you also talk about prayer as activity. Mm-hmm. Prayer in the form of work. And in a very real way, if you from prayer you connect it to sacrifice, mm-hmm. that's the connect, no? That you turn these activities, so you find activities that help mm-hmm. you connect with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So yun nga, that's one of the things, sacrifice. Yes. So you treat things, everything that you do as a sacrifice to be offered to God. Kasi hindi naman, kahit na kaya, you like being a doctor, I like being a priest, but hindi naman all the time masaya tayo sa mga sa ating ministry, amen, sa ating hallelujah. Work. Napakahirap. Yeah. It's hard. Stressful. It's
hard. Every minsan profession, every yeah. calling purposes mm-hmm. are
there. Minsan, you just, you know, wanna hide in a cave. Sabi, hindi ako available today.
Scene zone muna.
But you know, yun nga, Lent that's is true. Telling you, okay, embrace that as a sacrifice. Embrace that as one of your crosses for the day. And offer that to God.
As
and,
a prayer to God.
Yeah. And that, yun ang spirit, no, nung sacrifice, no? Mm-hmm. So, hindi siya sacrifice that fasting abstinence for your summer bod, di ba? Or, it's not meant to be self-serving.
Yes.
No? So, yun lang din ang iniiwasan natin, no? Na maging focus nito ay, you know, kasi iba ginagawa siyang habit building for, you know, for self-serving purposes. Mm-hmm. Which is good, no?
Hindi naman masama.
Oo, pero hindi yun ang intention ng sacrifice. Intention. Mm-hmm. The intention of sacrifice mm-hmm. is really to, you know, make it something that you don't enjoy, something that you don't like necessarily, but mm-hmm. you offer it as sacrifice to God. No? So yung hunger na nararamdaman mo with abstinence and fasting, may it help you remember that God hungers for your heart. Or that, you know, when you're feeling thirsty dahil sabi mo ngayong Lent, hindi mo na ako inom ng soft drink. No? The thirst of your soul for Jesus, you redirect it to God. No?
Mm.
So it's all about making, you know, God's presence and your need for it more felt in your life. So,
viscerally.
Oo, napaka-dib-dib. So it's good. So just to be clear lang, para sa mga nanonood, no, fasting and abstinence, fasting means one full meal a day and then you can have two lighter meals.
Right.
Yun nga, pero you know, don't be legalistic about it na one full meal nga, pero nag-Vikings ka naman. So, para saan pa, no? Hindi ka talaga makakain, di ba?
Ito yung mga panahon na OMAD daw, one meal a day.
Ah, ganun ba yung OMAD?
May ganun trend one ngayon na OMAD eh, one meal a day. May health trend siya ngayon sa ibang aspeto. Pero like you said, hindi siya masama, pero wag mong gawing yun ang reason kung bakit mo siya gagawin.
Kasi nga, nagpapagutom tayo ng kaunti para maalala mo naman na yun nga, may kailangan, kahit na okay ng buhay mo, kaya mayaman ka na, pero may mga pangangailangan ka pa rin na hindi mo kayang punan on your own and you need God for that, no? So, yeah. So, fasting is, and ang required dyan is people who are ages 14 to 59 or 13 to 59 years old. So, pag senior na, may lusot na tayo kasi nga senior na tayo, no? Di naman required and that's also obliged only on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday.
Okay.
Anything else is additional. Yung iba kasi ginagawang, no, ngayong Lent every Friday.
Right.
Fasting ako. So it's not obliged. The obligatory part is Ash Wednesday and Good Friday.
That's really the two only things obligatory.
Obligatory.
I was today X years old. Siguro I grew up in that household na we really observe.
Hindi kasi meron naman talaga.
As a tradition.
Yeah.
Pero obligatory is Wednesday.
Yeah, ibig sabihin talagang, actually, it's counted as sin if you intentionally go against it or break it, no? So, yun.
So, kailangan ko mag-confess.
Hindi naman talaga.
Ash Wednesday.
Ayun, masalimuot yun na usapan, no? But, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, yun yung fasting, no? One meal a day and then you can have two smaller meals just to sustain you and you're able to do your work.
Wait, gusto ko lang i-honor. Buti talaga may mga ganitong opportunities, no? Kasi, I was today X years old na, di ba? And I said, parang ngayon ko lang talaga nakuha. And it's really great to hang out with priests and really have conversations like this.
Oh.
And thank you for this ministry because even I'm sure thousands of people listening would like to appreciate you na, oh nga, no? In a simple conversation, podcast nga, di ba? Napaka-trendy at napaka-sakto sa mga sa mga kabataan ngayon at sa mga sa generation ngayon. And thank you because you allow us to have this.
Alright, so about abstinence naman, it's about not eating meat.
Mm.
So, yeah, no, very medical. Diba? I'm sure happy kayo niyan, no? Pag
Yes.
May dahilan yung mga taong umiwas sa unhealthy binging of... That's true. Meat, it's not bad.
That's true, yeah.
Pero yun nga, again, paalaala, it's not meant to, you know, to improve your health, kanya. Those are good side effects.
Secondary effects,
yeah,
yes.
But you know, again, the point is to the make intention. You detach to these worldly pleasures and things para mas magkaroon ka ng room para kay God, no?
Actually, Pads, the way you said it is actually, sakyan ko lang, I wanted to catch it. Mm. When you detach from worldly pleasures, that's actually when you become healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi when you detach from sugar, from meat, actually fasting is a very well-researched field, and it is very good for you. It gives your body tummy rest, immune system reboots, repairs the body, and you know, generally time out so that the body can work on itself. So, ang galing ano, when you actually, so tama din pala where our spirituality and our faith is leading us, because it's still good for you, even in your body. But as you said, the intention should be God and His relationship with Him, not just because of these particular secondary effects.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yung ganun din yung abstinence, I guess. No? So, pero yun nga, don't be legalistic about it. Kakain ka naman ng lobster on those days. So, lobster hindi naman talaga. Siya. Eh, kasi, di ba?
Sa mga tipo mo, lobster talaga.
Hindi. I use the most expensive seafood ako, I can think of.
Ako, ano hindi lang eh.
Yung kasi yung mahal, di ba? So, alam ko mahal kasi kailan lang ba ako nakakain ng lobster once in my life ata.
Show mo to, hindi kita lalaglag mo ba?
Ako mag-cut nito. Pero yun, you know, so don't, again, no? Kasi nga, totoo naman, nakita mo yung iba, galing simbahan, may cross pa sa ulo, kita mo kumakain ng hipon, ng supo. I mean, yeah, you're not eating meat, but,
yes,
na-deprive ba yung pleasure mo doon? Wala naman, di ba?
Na sobrang stimulus pa.
Nagkaroon ka pa ng excuse to eat. Oh, kasi bawal meat ngayon eh. Labo nun, guys. Eh, wag po ganun. Huwag niyong dayain yung sarili ninyo by being legalistic.
Huwag mo nang lokohin yung sarili mo.
Oo, huwag niyong ganunin si Lord. Hindi niyo siya mauuto. Hindi niyo siya maiisahan, guys. So, yun nga. And then, si the third tool is charity or almsgiving. No? It's meant to go to flow into that again to remind us that the sacrifice is never meant to be self-serving. It should go out of you. So yun nga, yan mga example ko nga, dahil nagtipid ka, pero in your mind kasi para bibili ka ng bagong cellphone at the end of Lent, so pag Easter naka iPhone Pro ka na, 14 o 15 ba yung latest, I don't know. So di ba, edi self-serving, it's not charity. No, so kung gagawin ka ng mga ascetic practices na to, yung iba kasi ginagawang challenge, ginagawang, you know, they gamify it in a way to make it more fun.
Mm.
But still, no, I mean, it's if it's at the end, it's just gonna serve you and your purposes, your desires. Medyo may kulang. No? Again, I'm not saying na wag yun na lang gawin. No? At least may ginawa kayo, okay tayo doon. But, you know, we reframe the thinking, just remind na, okay ha, basta kay God to, para kay Lord.
Tama.
And how do you best do that? You do it for charity. So, mag-donate kayo sa kung ano mang ano, things that will serve other people or sa church, pwede rin, di ba? And kayo bahala. Okay. So, yun lang ang remind. So, again, prayer, sacrifice, charity, and sacrifice particular is almsgiving is abstinence and fasting. Other than the traditional or typical ways of fasting and abstinence, if Doc Diday may pinost siya sa kanyang page, follow him on Doc D. Ano ba, Doc Diday, ano ba yung page mo?
Wag na.
Ay, ikaw naman. I see, ikaw naman. So, Doc Diday Labaton, MD. Tama ba?
Didoy MD.
Didoy, yan. Yeah. So, about, you know, other suggestions?
Yeah.
For things you can give up? Tama ba?
Yes.
For Lent?
Prayer and fasting and abstinence suggestions.
Oo. Kasi actually marami rin nagtanong ng iba-ibang creative ways to...
And is that okay, Pads?
Oo naman.
I mean, because the intention is God and this is for God, not for anything else.
Yeah.
So it's good, you know, creativity or making it, executing it in a creative way is still within limits, no? Like, we don't need to be legalistic and hindi naman siya bawal.
Hindi naman. Kasi nga, basta always the main idea is it's meant to help you connect with God more.
Yeah.
Eh, mga pinost mo naman, and you can discuss it a bit, no?
Mm-hmm.
I think, pwede siya maging self-serving,
yes.
Pero kailangan, pwede rin siya maging pasok sa Lent. No?
Correct, just
be
correct.
Very aware of what you're doing. Correct. So, ano nga yung mga sinuggest mo for the people? Di ba? Para, kasi baka mapaho kayo dun sa kung ano yung alam nyo lang.
Uh-oh,
eh,
uh-oh.
Minsan, hindi mo rin talaga magawa. Kunyari, abstinence on a Friday.
Yes.
You can actually, you know, on the Fridays of Lent, pwede mo naman yung ibaling sa ibang bagay.
Correct, correct.
No? Kasi, again, it's not the Fridays of Lent. It's recommended that you go meatless, but it's not obligatory. No? Just to be clear about that. So, yun, pwede kang gumawa ng ibang bagay as offering. Mm-hmm. So, ano yung mga for the mind, for the body, for the spirit? Ano ba mga pwede natin gawin?
You said it right. Body, mind, heart, and spirit. No?
Apat pa.
As part of the holistic approach that I promote and how I help people. Let's start with body. So we know na meat less sana. And there is a scientific research that less meat is also good for you. And aside from meat, less sugar. Kasi sugar is also nakangiti ka. Sugar is actually causing us a lot of inflammation and problems and rewire ang hormones and etc. It's a culprit of a lot of illnesses. So body, because when we take care of our bodies, we honor God too. We believe
that's a good way of to look.
Correct, correct. That's why I put in the body aspect, because it's part of your journey in relationship with the Lord. That use this Lenten period that you honor your body will thank you for it, and your body is closer to how God created you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yes, whole. I love that. Spin, ganda ng pagkaano mo dun, ah. Yeah, but tama.
Kakasunod ko sa'yo.
Oh!
So body.
Uh-huh.
So pangalawa, of course, mind, no? I really believe that mind is so much more powerful than our bodies. Diba nga, pag iniisip mo pa lang yung favorite food mo, naglalaway ka na. Right? Iniisip mo pa lang na malapit na yung CR na pupupo at nabiwiwi ka na. There is the trigger, eh. That it's not there yet, but the body produces the effect on your body. Your mind produces the effect on your body. So I see a lot of toxicities now in our mind. For example, too much social media. So probably that's something you want to give up at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I know si Mai, actually my wife, has really erased and deleted her social media in her phone.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how she keeps up, but I'm very confident she does.
I'm joking.
That is true, but you don't bring your laptop to the bed.
Yeah.
You don't bring your laptop everywhere. So there is again that pain and limitation. So it protects your mind from unnecessary influence.
Uh-huh.
So, and I think also in the mind sphere, if it's only whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is pure. Diba, that's a Bible verse somewhere in epistles of Paul. Then, mas maganda yon. Good for you. Probably use this Lenten season to also take care of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, body, mind, and of course, your heart. I also believe that, you know, the number one predictor for good health and good life. There's a whole long Harvard study for 70 plus years. Ang ending lang niya, the best predictor of longevity and happy life is relationships.
Oh.
Meaningful, lasting, purposeful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So probably this Lenten season, the suggestion is when you take care of your heart, maglinis tayo ng unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why confessions. Mm-hmm. Sa feast, it's a weekly gathering of the Light of Jesus family, prayer meeting, may mass, and then we also have sacrament of confession, of reconciliation available there. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the priests who support that way. It's an opportunity to, di ba yung kanta ni Hosea, yung come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. So I think on a holistic perspective, body, mind, and even your heart. This is a time to revisit your relationship with God, but also when we have good relationships with our family, with our friends, when we release the toxins of our heart, we honor God.
Yeah.
That is where God would dwell further. So alagaan natin ang puso natin. And this is actually the time when you expose your heart to God, that is when your heart heals. So it's a beautiful opportunity talaga. So body, mind, heart, and of course, spirit. This is the time that we are gonna get closer to the Lord. Ang suggestion natin sa spirituality is, especially for those who haven't tried, you know, I have seen a lot so much already so far in me as a doctor, as also a religious leader in the feast. I've seen people really in their baby steps with the Lord. They have been adults already, but they really don't have a relationship with the Lord. So baka ito na yung may nag-invite sa yung magmisa ulit. Spend time and do some stations of the cross, do prayer, the opportunity to really pray again. Alam mo, gustong-gusto ko actually yung Good Friday na may yung ang tawag nila doon, dry mass ba? Yung alas tres.
Alas tres, yeah.
Yung parang tapos na, yun na yun. May ganong feeling. But actually, yung bitin makes you want something more. It is an opportunity. I believe that in a holistic perspective, the Spirit is very powerful, Father Albert, because without the Spirit, you will not have meaning. So this is this is an opportunity for an empowerment of the Holy Spirit as well. So ako, when I help people live full lives, kailangan may spiritual aspect. Kailangan stronger ang spirituality. So whatever stronger spiritual a person, like a muscle, once you practice it, it gets stronger. So ano ang mga spiritual practices that would help you? Like even almsgiving. Baka ito yung time na may sacrificial offering kang pwedeng ibigay sa simbahan, makatulong sa production, sa celebration, take part in a community event, take part at taya ka, it's either you give or you offer your time, talent, and treasure. So many ways. So just quickly, to summarize, maraming ways to go through this Lenten season to take care of your body, mind, heart, and spirit. And all of them, we offer unto the Lord.
Amen. See? Ang dami-daming paraan, no? At the end of the day, you can be as creative as you want, but, you know, the idea is that these things create spaces for the Lord to enter, no? Just to cap it up, no, I like the image that I heard from another podcast that I listened to, no, and you know, it's about building the temple. No? So remember that we are temples that of the Spirit, but you know, as a physical structure, as time goes by, it needs repair,
maintenance.
It needs maintenance, and sometimes it's because of the passing of time, but sometimes it's also because of neglect.
Yes.
Or because we have allowed other things to enter the temple that is only for God.
That's right.
So, what's the idea? Let God enter the temple so that He can do the fixing, do the driving away. And how do you let God enter? You create these openings. Yes. Yun nga, very good yung magtanggal ka ng, magbawas ka ng sock med time.
That's right.
Mag pray for your enemies kasi masakit. Yung para yung sagata ng sarili mo. Para makapasok si Lord, di ba? And all these things are gonna help us let God, you know, enter into our lives more. And then, once He resurrects at the end, we will be united in that sacrifice and that offering. And that's the spirit of Lent.
Beautiful, Father.
Thank you, Didoy. Thank you, Doc.
Salamat.
Salamat for letting... Nakaputi pa kami pareho. Kasi doctor pare. You know, in a way, our professions, our vocations are overlap in many aspects. No?
And I'm happy that we have that kind of relationship and we still see it's all under God's one big plan for all of us.
Amen. So thank you very much, Doc Didoy, for gracing our show. I hope it's not the last.
Yay!
Yes! Isa na hilahin natin si Mai, yung asawa mo dito. Kung mapapayag natin siya, no? Pero parang walang patutunguhan. Magiging magulo lang po kami dyan. Ayan. So thank you very much also to everyone who has tuned in and has listened until the very end.
Yes.
Baka ito yung naging sacrifice nyo pakinig sa podcast. I don't know. Pero if that's the case, nakatulong pa rin kami sa inyong Lent. So we're happy for that. And please, kung gusto niyo pa dagdagan, like and follow our page. That is The Podcast on Facebook. And we are also... Podcast is also available on all audio platforms, Spotify, yes, Google, Apple Podcasts, and your ratings and your reviews help us grow this further. Okay, mahiya kay Father magsabi ng pwedeng gawin to, pwedeng gawin yan para mas gumanda. We want to make this as best as can be for you guys, our listeners. So thank you very much. So, muli po, ako po si Pads Albert.
At ako po si Doc Dido.
And this is The Padscast, powered by St. Paul's. And may God bless us all.